Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's good to be back before you. Won't be in front of you too long today, but I just want to ask all of us something tonight, and keep this in mind. We live in a world that where Christians sees all sorts of things. We look at, what's that, AI? We see AI and all these things that Christians, we see. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves caught up into these things. Satan knows that his time is short. And he's going to throw everything he can at us, even the kitchen sink.
Yes.
And we have to be prepared for that. And we're going to talk about that tonight. When Peter said we are, the Apostle Peter said we are pilgrims, we are strangers. We're just passing through here. This is not our home. This is not our home. We don't stay here. But if we're not careful, we'll get caught up with all the stuff that surrounds us. And we have to stay focused. So turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11. Dear friends, I urge you, yours may say pilgrims, but mine say aliens. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which wars against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits. Peter's talking to these believers that are surrounding the surrounding neighbors around them. They were these pagan, what they was doing, they was criticizing the Christians. They was mistreating them. They was harassing them. They was accusing them. And so Peter had to tell them, listen, don't be discouraged. Don't allow these, what they're saying to you, discourage you. Because heaven is your home. That's where you're going. Heaven is your home, and you must stay focused on those things which is in heaven, not down here on earth. Not only was Peter talking to them, to the early church, Paul, this is for you and I today. This here is for you and I today. We must stay focused. Peter said things that is holding us, sinful desires, things that we don't want to let go. Peter said, let those things go, because listen, whether you know it or not, people watch our lives each and every day. Even at church, out of the church, if someone run into you at the grocery store, oh, I hadn't seen you in a long time, they're waiting for you to say something so they can go back and say, you know, they said that they was a Christian, but you know what they said? We must be on guard at all time that people see Jesus in our lives. Peter said, we're passing through. We can't get caught up here, down here. We are going to be talked about. We're going to be accused. But if somebody talk about us, accused, let it be a lie. Don't let it be true. What Peter is saying, listen, we are marching. In other words, we're marching to Zion. Heaven is our home. We're going to face trials. We're going to face tribulations. We're going to face temptations. We're going to face all of these things. But we can't give up. We are travelers. You know, as you're on a highway that you're traveling somewhere, and sometimes you say, this is a long drive. This is a long drive, and you stop and you rest. You stop and you rest. We're Christians on this journey. Sometimes we'll get tired. We just have to rest and keep moving. Keep going. What Peter's saying, listen, this life is temporal. We're not residents down here. Our home, our citizenship is heaven. This earthly life is just temporal. We have to stay focused. We have to be ready. We can't get caught up into worldly attachment. We can't allow ourselves to be caught up into these things. The Hebrew writer tells us we must lay aside all those things that cause for us to slow us up. I mean, whatever it is, we must lay it aside in order to run this race, in order for us to make heaven our home. This is a race that we're in. We're looking towards heaven to receive that eternal crown, which is promised to all of us. So Peter tells us we cannot get caught up down here. We may find ourselves thinking, is it worth it? We may find ourselves, things are going so bad to where I just want to give up. I don't want to move forward. But Peter says, listen, you must live a life so those around us must see Jesus in our lives. We can't let possession, we can't let jobs, we can't let schools, we cannot let those around us who don't know the Lord hold us back, keep us from making heaven our home. Ain't that something? You stay faithful and you don't get caught up in these trials that we're having. One day we're free. Man, we make it to heaven one day. We don't have to worry about no crying, no aching, no cancer, no high blood. All of these diseases, all of these things are going to be done away with it. Listen, God going to wipe these tears from our eyes. But listen, we are on a mission, and that mission is to make it to heaven. That is our mission, is to make it to heaven. We are going to Peter. Well, Peter was letting them know, listen, suffering is a part of life. We are going to suffer because Jesus suffered. Jesus told us disciples, because of me, you're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. All these things are going to happen to you because of me. Be ready for that. Be ready to go through all those things. Suffering sometimes bring about changes that can help us better ourselves, that we can face other challenges. So many things that we face in this life, the first thing come to mind is giving up. What happened? What would have happened if Jesus gave up? Everything would have been in vain, right? What if Jesus had gave up? There would be no need for us here tonight in Bible class. But Jesus didn't give up. Jesus, with all of his struggles that he had, with all of the hatred was towards Jesus, all of the bad things that were said about Jesus, all these things that happened to him, he was faithful even to the cross. Listen, he died for you and I that we may be faithful. We're going to have our trials and tribulations. We're going to go through some things. There have been times in Brother Hobbs' life that it seemed like there was no way out. My oldest daughter, 2015, passed away. I called Brother O'Day from Cleveland and said, "Brother O'Day, ask the church to pray for me. I just lost my daughter." I talked to her, well, she talked to Wardell about 3 days prior before she passed. They talked for a long time, but 3 days later, they was telling us we need to get to the hospital. She's not going to make it. That really devastated me, my oldest daughter. But I sat down, I began to think these things. I began to sing the song, "How Great Thou Art." Because there was nothing I could have done. Because of that, God is still great. In our suffering, God is still great. In spite of what we may go through, God is still great. And it seemed like my sister passed, cousin passed, another sister passed, my brother passed, on and on and on and on. I just said, "Lord, wow, just help me through this. Help me through this." Because in this life, things are going to happen. There's two things we can do. We can move forward or we can stop. We can move forward in God or we can stop and let the devil have his way in our life. We can't have that. As we move on, we have to understand that suffering is a part of life. We have to realize that the devil, in the midst of a lot of our suffering, the devil is right there to test us, to tempt us, to get us off course. If the devil, Matthew 4 tells us, even Jesus was tempted of the devil. He's going to tempt you, he's going to tempt me in every way. That's 24/7. The moment you get up in the morning time, the devil is on our back, in our thoughts, in our mind. Do you really believe God's going to heal your body? You praying for your brothers and sisters, do you believe that God really going to heal your brothers and sisters? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Yes, I believe that. By his stripes we are healed. When we look at the point that when we look at how Peter talks about this earthly life, it's just only temporal. We are moving forward. We can't stand still. We cannot let anything separate us from the love of God. There are some things in life may cause for us to stand still, but the word of God is true. Heaven and earth should pass away, but God's word always going to stand. So many believers have given up because of the trials and the tribulation because of the sinful world. They thought maybe it just wasn't worth it. But listen, it is worth it. It is worth it all. When Peter began to tell us about how things work in our lives, we began to look at what Peter is saying. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Paul tells us we are chosen people. We are royal priesthood. We have chosen. We came to know Christ. And because we came to know Christ, we are a peculiar people. Because why? We are in Christ Jesus. We are chosen. Listen, think about this. We are chosen by God. That is something to really think about. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9, Peter tells us, listen, we must identify ourselves as Christian because we are chosen, we are royal priesthood. That regardless of our earthly status or persecution or forces that we deal with, we are marching, and we are marching to Zion. We are marching to a better place that we can lay and rest one day from all of our trials and tribulation. Peter said, listen, we are a royal priesthood. We are very special. That is something when Jesus, that is something when God said, listen, you're very special. But in order to be that way, we must continue to follow his instructions, and we must continue to do his will. We shouldn't let anything cause for us to step back or step aside. Paul tells us in Romans 8, Paul says, listen, nothing should separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Death, angels, depths, persecution, whatever it is, nothing should separate us from the love of God. Because listen, once we figure this out and don't let anything separate us from the love of God, listen, we can move forward in this life with the assurance that we have what we need, and that is the word of God. James tell us, if any man tempted, James tell us in James 1:12, blessed is the man endured testing, the testing of his faith. When we are testing, when we are go through all these things, and when we make it through these things, listen, there is a reward awaits for us. There is a great reward waits for all of us when we allow God to work on our behalf. When we run this race, I stated earlier, we must lay aside every weight that hinders us. We must lay aside everything that calls for us to look away. We must lay aside everything that calls distractions in our lives. Sometimes we allow worry to get us off course. Sometimes we allow habits to get us off course. Sometimes we allow people to get us off course. We allow things to pull us down or pull us away from God. But in order to grow, we must have faith in him, knowing that his word would never let us down. We must put aside every sin that weighs us down. There are some things that we call on our own suffering. There are some things that in this life we cause our own suffering. If the word of God tells us there is something we shouldn't do and we do it anyway, the Bible tells us in Galatians 6, be not mocked, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he reap. It is that we allow ourselves to get into something and knowing that it's wrong, and we still do it, and there is a consequences behind it. That's why Peter tells us we can't get caught up in all these fleshly desires, this worldly desires, these things that hinders us from serving God. We can't do that. We must be willing to serve a God that who will see us through. Peter tell us, if any man suffer, let him suffer as a Christian, not a busybody in other men's matter. Sometimes we get caught up into things and other people's matters. We lose focus on what God wants us to do. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. Peter says, don't be a busybody in other men's matter. What you should be doing is doing God's business instead of being in everybody else's business. We have to understand what it is. This thing down here, what's down here, what weighs us down here is that we focus on everything else except heaven. And when we don't focus on heaven and we allow everything else to get in the way, and when we allow everything else to distract us from doing what God wants us to do. Sometime, if we're not careful, we will miss heaven. That is the dangerous part about it, Christians. We would miss heaven. How many people that you have known or that you know that was in the body of Christ and they was moving forward? They was doing what God asked of them. They was doing what they were supposed to be doing as a Christian. But for whatever reason, they got caught up with the worldly matters. They got caught up and left the church, and you never hear from them again. That is dangerous. Peter said, listen, those earthly desires, worldly desires, you got to put those things off, because if you don't, they're going to cause problems for you. The Hebrew writer said, lay aside all those things that cause for us to fall from God's grace. Let me stop for a second here. I mentioned AI. And when you look at TV, they can put your head, your face on somebody else's body. And it's, you know, they'll think it's you. I was looking at TV the other day, and they were showing exactly how this thing, what happens. I can be somewhere and somebody put a face on me, and they saying, Brother Hobbs out there in the street doing wrong, and I'm at home with Sister Hobbs. And what happened is, like, man, you see Brother Hobbs, he was out there in that street drinking, acting crazy, doing all kind of stuff. I'm at home with my wife. I get a call, Brother Hobbs, we see you out there throwing down. What are you talking about? We're seeing you. And see, this is what I'm saying, Christians. We have to be on God and stay on God. Because listen, we are in a fight for our lives. For our lives. The devil knows that his time is running out. He knows that his time is short. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 6, we fight not flesh and blood. We don't fight against that, but we fight against power, the prince of the air, the devil himself. That's who we are fighting against. The prince of the air. We're not fighting. We're not fighting against each other, but we're fighting something that is trying to divide one another. If he can divide us from loving each other, if he can divide us from not saying about each other, our duty as Christian is to see about one another. That's our duty. That is our duty. That is part of our duty, getting a crown one day, is seeing about each other, church. I tell my wife, I can care less if anybody hate me, I'm still going to pray for them. I don't care if you talk about me, I'm still going to pray for you. I don't care what you do to me. I have to do my part. And my part, I got to love you, I got to forgive you, and whatever you need, I'm going to see that you get it. I want to make heaven my home. I want to make heaven my home. Now, you may ask, Brother Hobbs, I need a couple hundred dollars. I said, I can give you two. I can give you two. Best I can do for you. But here's Peter. But we're looking at this. Whatever God requires of us, this is what we have to do. This is what we must do. As I stated earlier, James made these encouraging words. James says, when we're facing suffering, and when we're facing trials, it's not as a punishment, but as a test. That test is to develop a spiritual maturity. It calls for us, of course, having hardship. It calls for us having letdown. It calls for us to have disappointment. It even calls for us sometimes to doubt life itself. But James said, through all of those, blessed is the one who persevered under trials. To be blessed means to be spiritually happy and favored by God. James is highlighting that the positive outcome of our hardship gives us assurance that one day we'll stand in glory with the Father. All of our trials that we're facing. Listen, John tells us that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. What is in the world? What is in the world? Lust of the what? Of the eye. All of these things that the world does. We are in the world, but we cannot participate what the world does. When we look at our surrounding areas that we live in, church, work, as we go shopping, as at the store, at games, if we participate at a basketball game, a baseball game, whatever it is, we are in a hostile environment. The hostile environment that we live in is that let me tell you something. We are in a hostile environment that there's folks today just hate Jesus and hate you because you hate Jesus. You don't believe that, do you? There's people in the world today, they just don't like the fact you mention Jesus' name. Yes. They don't want you to mention his name. But we must do that. We must do that. We must be honest as Christian. We must be blameless. We must live a life that is pleasing to God. And we must have a powerful testimony when we face those who don't believe. We live in a world don't want to hear the word of God. When we're being persecuted by others, when we're being persecuted for those don't want to be around us, then we find ourselves in a world don't want to know anything about Jesus. But we still must live that life as Jesus requires of us. Romans 8:39, the Apostle Paul says these things. What should separate us from the love of God? Nothing. If you are not walking according to God's word, my thing is that I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to do whatever I can, but I'm not going to be part of you or your doings. When we pray and ask God for his help in this world, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, Psalm 91:11. Pray for this evil world. Pray for deliverance from the evil one, the devil himself. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and forever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18. We must have that confidence that God will provide for us as we have our trials and as we move through this world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 tell us, listen, evil communication corrupt good morals. That means as believers of the body of Christ, we shouldn't be entangled with the world and the world affairs. We can't do that. That's not of us. But when we walk march into Zion, we must have an understanding who we are serving. One of these old days, this world will come to an end. What do we do? One of the things that we can say as we walk in this world, as we ask God to help us, We can say, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For you are with me. Your rod, your staff comfort me. We must have the assurance that God is with us. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Thessalonians 3 and 3. You can remember this. For God so loved the world, listen to this, that he gave his only begotten son. We just quote that, we quote that, we quote that. Do we really understand what it's saying? For God so loved the world. That means that he gave us heaven best because he wants what's best for us. That is why he wants us to stand firm as we walk through this life down here. God's assurance that he would help us move safely. He'll help us move safely from earth to glory. From earth to glory, God would help us move closely to him. If we look at the word of God, it always let us know that when we stand firm, let us go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Have it, let us, Ephesians chapter 6, the whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his might and power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil, against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil, the forces of evil in heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, listen, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt, the truth, the buckle around your waist, which is the breastplate of righteousness in place. And with your feet, sturdy stand in the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish of all firmness, arrows, and the evil one, against the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request with this in mind. Alert, always keep praying for all saints. We have a duty. We must be on alert. We must stay alert. Our devil, the adversary, if he can keep you and I from reaching our goal, and that is in heaven, he would do so. When we look at the story of Demas, who was a fellow worker of the Apostle Paul, Paul talked about Demas. He said how faithful brother. He was a faithful brother. Paul talked about him, how good he was, how faithful he was. Then when Paul gets into Timothy, he says, Demas has forsaken me for this present world. He have gone back out into the world, and you don't hear anything else about Demas. That's what happened when We are not rooted and we are not grounded in the Word of God. Jesus talked about how the devil comes along and steals the Word of God out of our heart. If we're not on solid ground, the devil comes along and he takes piece by piece, piece by piece. When you're sick and you think you're not getting well, he began to have you to doubt God. When things are not going right in your life, he began to have you start doubting God. Then after a while, this here just doesn't start. It don't start right then and there. It takes time. But what keeps us rooted and grounded is this. We have to be on alert. We have to be settled. We have to stay settled. The Word of God always reminds us that, listen, whatever you're going through, our Savior been through it already. Whatever you're dealing with, our Savior have already dealt with it. What is it that, what makes the Church of Christ, we read about as the New Testament church, but why is it that we struggle with a lot of things in the Church of Christ? You probably said, Brother Hobbs, what are you talking about? I've seen what a church building, what a church was so united. Yes. I've seen it where it was rooted and grounded in the Word. But now when I go visit different places, you only see 30 and 40 people. What happened? I asked myself, what happened? His brother said, jellyback men. The church used to, up around Ben Harbor, Kalamazoo, Adrian, all those places up there where I used to worship at some years ago, the church was on fire. But a lot of buildings is closing up. You said to yourself, man, what happened? What happens, what Peter talks about, you allow yourself to drift away from the Word. You allow yourself to get caught up into a lot of other things. When your mind is not spiritual,
yes.
When your mind is not spiritual, you would do anything. You would say anything. You would go anywhere. I'm telling you, the church, we must pray, get on our knees and pray for the Church of Christ, because it bothers me that over the years, the church is just slowly, slowly, slowly. And Peter is saying this. The reason why? Our mind is too worldly. We allow worldly things to creep in. We allow worldly things. The Church of Christ wants to bring worldly things into the church. They want to do worldly things. But we have to stay true to God's word. We have to. Peter said, listen, we can't. Peter says, we are passing through. At Highland, listen, we are passing through. Old heads like me, we are passing through. We have to be an example for the young one that's coming through this building. We have to. We have to, because if we don't, God is going to hold us accountable. He's going to hold us accountable. Highland have an opportunity. People are coming in. Peter saying, listen, let your light, let your testimony for those who come through this building, those who walk through these doors, don't know nothing about Christ, but when they look at you, they want to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? We have to be on God at all times. We must stay in prayer. We can't give up. We must ask God to always be a part of our ministry. Ask God to always uplift the men who here at Highland, those who have been put here, God have brought here, it's it here now. We must pray that they get strengthened. We must pray that they stay strong. And we must pray that the devil don't attack their minds. We got to pray. We've just been installed an elder and a deacon. We have to pray for them 24/7. Because why? They are men. And when men get put into position like that, the devil always coming at them. And it is our duty to pray for them, support them, and make sure, always give them a word of encouragement. Not to tear nobody down, but of to live. That's how your church grow. That's how you fight the devil. That's how you fight the devil. We must be on guard at all times. 1st, let's go to 1 Peter 5. First Peter 5, as we come to a close, 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Peter says this. Mine may read differently. Yours may say sober, but mine says self-control. Peter said, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. That's what I'm talking about. We have brothers throughout the world that's going through things. We don't know who they are, but we got to pray for them. We have to. We have to pray for them. And let us always be reminded that Peter talks about, I looked at this verse, that how we're just passing through. Time waits on no one. Time waits on no one. We never know when our end day come to us. But we have to stay focused, and we have to help others to stay focused. And the way we do that is to pray. Not only that, we have to pray for our minister, Brother Fox. Strengthen him as well. Because sometimes in sickness and stuff like that, the adversary have a tendency to try to attack your body, to do certain things. But we have to stay focused, because we all is heading that same way. If we stay on the same highway and don't exit off of the highway, stay on that highway. If you happen to exit off, God always will forgive you. You can get back on. But make sure you get back on and stay on. God bless you. Hope I said something tonight in the class to help us along the way. Don't forget, we are marching to Zion, the beautiful city of Zion. We are marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And the way for us to get there is to stay focused and don't let worldly matters or worldly desires get in our way. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we come to you this night. We thank you today, Father. Ask tonight.